Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is Palm Sunday. And just like the 11 o'clock hour in person, we have an Old Testament reading. And today we read from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and then drop down to verse 19 through the end of the chapter. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let the congregation of Bethel repeat, His faithful love endures forever. And then down to verse 19. Open the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord. Those gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. I thank you for answering my prayer and saving me. The stone rejected by the builders has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Please save us. Please save us, Lord, and giving us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, shining upon us, bringing forward the sacrifice and put it on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His faithful love endures forever. Faithful love. That's interesting, isn't it, when you think about it? We think about in our society love. We don't really give it the proper meaning in different things. But God's talking about unconditional love. We call it agape love. It is unconditional and unmerited. It's a kind of love that sometimes we would like to have with another person. And sometimes when we like another person, we do. We pay attention to their words and the feelings and the needs. And then we often develop a relationship, a sense of love for that person, if you would. But the psalmist experienced God's personal concern through an answer to prayer. We love God because He listens and responds to us. However, we're often unaware of God's response because we make no requests and we don't look and listen for His answer prayer. Love involves being attentive in both the giving and the receiving. Look back in your life and I think you will find an awful lot of prayers that was answered by God. Amen. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you in church someday, I hope.